This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police and protesters already at odds ahead of a curfew that has gone into effect in the U.S. city of Louisville, Kentucky. Crowds of varying sizes have gathered in New York, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Chicago, while some protesters against racial injustice and police brutality massed in Kentucky's largest city after a grand jury did not directly charge any police officers in the death of the medical technician Breonna Taylor. Some of those protesters later clashed with police in riot gear. About a dozen people were arrested in one confrontation between hundreds of demonstrators and a group of heavily armed law enforcement officers just outside downtown Louisville. The Attorney General Daniel Cameron says he had a hard meeting with members of Breonna Taylor's family before his announcement. In a news conference Wednesday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump said he may overrule the Food and Drug Administration on COVID-19 vaccine approval, claiming if they don't authorize the vaccine, politics might be the reason. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said that science will guide their decisions as the agency decides whether to give full or emergency authorization to a coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Stephen Hahn was speaking to the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. Hahn said that the decisions will be made by career FDA scientists, and he pledged the approval process will be transparent and independent. The United States is moving forward with a plan to manufacture doses of some of the vaccine candidates currently undergoing trials. So doses can be made available to the public quickly if and when they are approved. Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the CDC, told lawmakers